Okay, we're here at the closing general session of the InfoAg Conference in St. Louis. And with me is our final speaker. And Steve, can you introduce yourself for me, please?
Hi, I'm Steve Sanka from the University of Illinois.
And Steve, what are you talking about here at the last session?
Well, here we're going to focus on big data and the potential for big data in the ag sector.
Now, why? I just love the term big data. It's just, and it's really only come about like in the last year or so. Do you think that that's a good term to call this?
Well, it's a good term. Unfortunately, a lot of things we do that are very useful using information technology are not really big data, and there's some confusion there. And then the other thing, and I'll talk a bit about the hype cycle. We're about at the top of the hype cycle, and then we're going to go into the depths of despair where journalists will report that this never worked, it doesn't work, and that's very normal. That's very typical. We've got to get through that trough of despair, and we will, but it's a fun process as we go through.
So you think we're in a data bubble right now?
Another way to think of it is a bubble where the expectations exceed the reality. Even though in the long run the reality is going to be very powerful, right now we're exceeding what we can do today in terms of expectations. And one of the messages I want to give is that's normal. That happens in all technologies. It's happened to us in precision agriculture. And I'll go back to 1995 and talk about that as well.
Do you think that drop off is going to result in a loss of companies that are right now in, you know, riding the wave and they're at the top of the wave right now?
Well, that's a normal evolutionary, some of the people here might not like to hear this, but the normal evolutionary process is new technology, a lot of startups, even large firms doing startup activities, and then there is a shakeout period. And every innovation has to go through a shakeout period. And that will happen with big data. It happened with precision agriculture, information agriculture. It's just a normal part of the process.
But we should be seeing some consolidations as well.
That's right. And that's what will happen, either consolidation of firms merging together or others being acquired, technology applications being consolidated. Again, that's a normal part of the process, and it's how we make the sector more efficient, which is really the fundamental driver, is making the sector more efficient.
Now, with the farmers and the crop consultants and the other folks that are here that are looking at the offerings right now, what do you recommend to them for the long term?
Well, it's about, I have a saying I like to do, and I use it here, which is surprise is inevitable. Being unprepared isn't, right? And so it's about being prepared. And events like this are very helpful. Experimenting with the innovators, help your organization, help your farm be more prepared, which is what many of the farmers and consultants here did with precision agriculture. So it's a similar process.
Well, what do you think about this conference? It just seems like this is the biggest ever.
Oh, it's amazing. I was telling a couple of people, I was at the 1995 first InfoAg conference, which was kind of held in the basement of a small conference center, and we introduced people to the internet. You could go in the little room and see what the markets were in the Chicago Board of Trade. I mean, it is so far removed from this really fabulous event. It's really kind of mind-blowing.
Well, and you're talking about just 20 years.
20 years, that's right. And for a technology innovation, that's very short. We forget that many of the technologies we think were overnight success stories, microwave oven started in the 40s. It has traditionally taken a decade or two or three. The cell phone is the big exception. The cell phone just blew all of our innovation models out of the water. But this is very normal. And actually, pretty rapid. Precision ag has moved really, really pretty rapidly relative to innovations in general.
Thank you very much. Here at the closing session of the InfoAg Conference in St. Louis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.